I'd like you to open your Bibles this morning to the third chapter of John. Have you ever done any traveling away from home? Kind of, we know Donnie, we know you do. We all sit around here jealously. No, not jealously, but wishing we could do the same like that. But if you ever leave your home and kind of feel uneasy about things, left back at the house? I was thinking about this, and you know, I worry, or I don't know if worry is the right word for it. Maybe I'm more concerned. It kind of crosses my mind more as the sun starts to go down. Is everything okay at home? You know, I got neighbors who watch my house for me while Kathy and I stay up here on the weekends. But what about at night? What about at night? It seems like that's when all the criminals come out, doesn't it? Seems like that's when all the people come out that don't want people to see what it is they're doing. It's like what we do when we don't want people to see what's going in our hearts, isn't it? Have you ever noticed that most crimes are committed by night rather than by day? It's pretty unusual for a crime to happen during broad daylight. And it's no mystery as to why. It's unusual, yeah, but it's no mystery as to why. It's easier to get away with it at night. In broad daylight, my neighbors are watching the house, but at night they're sleeping. Ain't nobody watching my house. It's easier to get away with the things that you don't want people to know of what you're doing in darkness. Darkness hides. You can't openly see all that's going on, can you? Are you in John chapter 3? Look at verse 19 with me, if you would. And this is the condemnation. This is what the world is condemned for. That light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Henry Mahan wrote this about those very words. He says, here is the cause of man's unbelief. Here's why we come into this world dead in trespasses and sin and will not believe the word of God. Because we love the darkness and we hate the light. It is not only that men are in darkness, but they love that darkness. They prefer ignorance, error, and superstition to the light rather than to the light of truth. Is that not exactly what we see in our world around us? Is that not what's going on here in this very wonderful country that we have been provided with? Men are turning to lies and deception, to ignorance and to error, to superstition, rather than turning to the light of truth. Now, don't think this is something new right here in America. This has been going on ever since the beginning of time. All men have come into the world in darkness. All. They prefer ignorance, error, and superstition. What a proof of man's depravity. In the person of Christ, perfect holiness, perfect love, and perfect truth came and dwelt among men. What was their reaction to him? crucify him, crucify him. We will not have this man reign over us. And you and I would be right there with that group if it wasn't for God's mercy and grace doing a work in our hearts. How many of us here today came out of religion of the world? I may not have been a religious person before God called me out of darkness, but I had my own religion. It was all about John. It was the religion of John. There are those who have the religion of trees. Those who have the religion of money, absolutely. The religion of self is one of the most powerful religions that we have, isn't it? Man-made religion, that is. We will not have this man to reign over us. In John chapter 3, verse 20 through 21, we read, here is the final test. Everyone that loves and practices evil hates the light. It hates the truth of God, neither cometh to the light. Why? Lest his sin should be revealed and judged. The sin of pride swells up in every one of us. Do we not at some time or another say, oh, look what I've done. Look at this. I did that pretty well. That's only natural. It's what natural men do. We think highly of ourselves rather than seeing what we truly are. Light reveals what we truly are. How many times have we heard our pastors say, it's like walking into a dark room. If you came into this room in the middle of the night with all the lights off, you can barely see your hands before your face. Have you ever been in a cave and done that? You can do this. I've done it. I'm telling you. They said do that. So I did it. And sure enough, you can't see your hand. But yet, all of a sudden, they turn the light on in that tunnel, in that cave, or in this room. And boom, everything's there. You see the furniture as always. Light reveals the darkness that is in us. Men refuse the scriptures as they are. God's word condemns them. God's word convicts them. God's word shuts up the mercy of God in Christ. What that means is he puts it in Christ and in Christ alone. You cannot go to God and do something to earn his mercy. You cannot do something in your own flesh to earn his mercy. It is shut up in Christ and in Christ alone. Salvation is of the Lord. Mercy is of the Lord. Grace is of the Lord. These are all in Christ. And it's shut up in him and in him alone. But on the other hand, the he that doeth the truth, it describes what is a characteristic of every believer. Everyone whom God has shined his light and has come to the light. And note that the present tense in that word is he comes again and again and again and again. We want to hear that story over and over. The most wonderful story ever told of our Savior and who he is, God in the flesh. What he's done. He humbled himself and became flesh for us. He left his glory in heaven for a moment and became the servant of men. So much so that he went to that cross and was crucified for our sakes. Those who come to the light come over and over again. And for what purpose? To learn of God and of himself and his blessed Redeemer. The believer finds his comfort, his strength, his help, his directions, and his hope in the exceeding great and precious promises of the Word of God. In Psalms 119, 103, how sweet are the words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Is it me? Is it just me? People have been lying about all this stuff that they lie to us today about forever, all the time. It hasn't just started recently. It's not getting any worse. It's always been bad. But for some reason, since the Lord has shown me the truth in His Word, I just see more and more and more of the untruth out there. If I want to see truth, I'm not going to turn to the news. I'm going to turn to the Word of God. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's not something you just all of a sudden start doing. It's something you grow in and continue and get more and more, because we immerse more and more in what God's Word and what He's telling us. How sweet are thy words. How wonderful unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. When the Lord of all creation turns on that light of truth, the Word of God shines bright as the sun. The light of the world. That's what this is all about. Is it not? It's about Him. The Son. Not S-U-N. S-O-N. Jesus Christ, the Lord. The Son of God. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 5 if you would. We who have been loved from the foundation of the world were born into this darkness, just as all mankind are. We too once walked in the darkness. We too walked that life of a lie. We too walked according to self. I said chapter 5. I apologize. No, I did not. I do not apologize. Stay there at chapter 5. Let me read a couple verses from chapter 2. And you hath He quickened, speaking of us, and you who He quickened, and you who He gave life, and you who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's God's word. If you say, I've never been that way, then you call God a liar. In Isaiah 9, chapter 9, verse 2, it says, the people that walked in darkness, the people, those who walked in darkness, those who were dead in trespasses and sin, have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Notice it does not give the impression of anything that man was done to turn that light on. No, those who live in the land, the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined on. The light was shined on them, not them reaching over and turning it on or lighting a candle. In John 1:1, we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There are none that seeketh after the Lord. Not a single one of us were looking for the Lord when he came to each and every one of us. That old dark heart we used to have, that old stony heart that said, this Lord, this sovereign ruler, this one who rules over everything, including the will of men, I will not have him rule over me. But the light hath shined on our hearts. Upon them hath the light shined. The light was always there, but the natural will of man would not come to it, nor will he even look to it. How can you explain light to one who has never seen? Well, you see. No, I guess you don't see. There's this bright thing in the sky, and I guess you can't see that either. How can you explain light to somebody who's never seen? One who's been walking in darkness all their life. In the 8th chapter of John, verse 12, it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In the 12th chapter, verse 46, we read, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. My title for you this morning, folks, is this: Children of Light. We're children of light. The difference between light and darkness is truth and lies. We don't walk in lies anymore. We don't go to places where they preach lies, where they preach about men. We come here to rescue. We go to other places around the country, maybe travel to Kentucky, go to Marysville next weekend and hear about the true light, the one who declares himself to be that light, our Lord and Savior. It's the greatest story ever told. And I love to keep hearing it over and over again, because the world around me is full of darkness, full of lies. I mistakenly turned the news on yesterday for about 2 minutes. Then I turned it over to cartoons and everything got a lot better. Are you with me in Ephesians chapter 5? Join me in reading from verse 6, please. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Empty. When men stand before other people and start talking about how good men can be, if they would just start doing something, that is vain and empty words. Our Lord tells us there are none good. There are none that seeketh after him. All you got to do is look for the Lord. Come down to the front and pray. That's a lie. That's the religion of the world. That's boasting up what men can do. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, in Christ's righteousness and his truth. proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is acceptable unto the Lord. And having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I know those who will point a finger here at Rescue Baptist Church and say, I won't come there because all I ever hear is how that preacher points his finger at the religious people down the street and he won't accept them. Have no fellowship. Okay, is this the word of God or not? This is God's word, right? Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make the manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in the psalms and the hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody, and in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I've told you that I won't stand before you and tell you how to live. I don't need to. God does right here in his own word. You know what's right. And if for some reason you don't, the Lord will impress it on your heart in his way. I know. Been there. Done that. Now if you were to turn over to the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians. How can we best keep ourselves in the light? How can we turn from the darkness that continues to plague the flesh? In our spirit, we desire the light, yet our flesh desires the darkness. One of our greatest gifts is the gift of prayer. It says, call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Cry out in your private soul unto the Lord. In Romans 10:13 it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In John 6:37, it says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out. Are you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1? But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For that day, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. The breastplate of love, faith and love. That's what protects the organs. When someone speaks of the soul, it would seem to me that mostly they talk about this organ right here. This organ we call the heart. Not the real heart, but the heart of the soul. What do we need to protect that from the darkness in the world around us? In the light. The breastplate of faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Not believe in, believe Him. Believe His Word. Believe who He is. Believe what He has done. Or for a helmet, the hope of salvation. I have loved you from everlasting, our Lord says to His people. What a hope we have, knowing that God Almighty, who gave Himself for us, who shed His own blood on that cross for His people, loved us so much to do that. When He says, I shall love you, I shall never forsake you. What a hope we have. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. His wrath was put on His Son. Every sin that we have ever committed, every sin that we will commit until the day the Lord takes this breath out of this flesh, was laid upon our Master. He who is perfect in every way was made sin, that we would be made righteous in Him. God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, that we should live together in Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. That's what we do. We come to hear about our Lord. We have fellowship with the saints. We edify each other. I know you sin. I know you have that thought. I have that thought too, occasionally. I want to reach out and grab that guy who cut me off. Yeah, I have that. I have that same. I know. He calls us children of light. We are enlightened persons whose understanding has been enlightened by the Holy Spirit concerning the person and the work of Jesus Christ the Lord. We are children of the gospel, of the gospel day, in a distinction from religious darkness. Therefore, let us not be in a drowsy state of mind. Oh, I'll go to church this week and, maybe drowsy. Let us not partake in religious darkness. Therefore, let us be not drowsy, but indifferent, in a different frame of mind and spirit. Let us not be taken up with the cares or the concerns of this world. Let us set a watch over our hearts, our faith, and our fellowship, living as temporary citizens of this world. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? We are travelers passing through. In verse 9 of this very chapter that we just read, the elect of God were not chosen in Christ to be destroyed by His wrath or judgment, but that we might obtain salvation through our Lord and Savior. In verse 10, Christ died for us with this purpose in view, that He might make us partakers of this of His life. There is no reason why we should not doubt of our salvation if we are in Christ by faith. Whether we are alive when He comes or whether we are dead, we shall because of His life and death live forever with him. And then finally, in verse 11, therefore comfort one another, encourage one another, communicate to one another the things that have been revealed to you. What's been revealed to you today, folks? My Lord and Savior. Nothing about men. My Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ. Yes. Crucified on the cross for my sake. Edify, strengthen, build up one another in the faith of Christ. This can be done by continual fellowship, by continual worship, but most of all by continual prayer, teaching and preaching, bearing one another's trials with sincere love. I know what's going on. I know why you think those thoughts. I'm in the flesh. I have the same problem. Turn away from it. God, give us the ability to turn away from it. How can I edify you, the folks of this church? Have no confidence in your flesh. Have no confidence in your feelings. Put all your confidence in all your care in the one who loved you and gave himself for you. Amen.